often written to their employees on the subject. Well, Christopher Nieper, the managing director at David Nieper, the clothing manufacturers in Alfreton, was one of those who did that. His instructions were to his staff to make up their own minds, but he said he would be voting to leave. In fact, you had a rather high-profile visitor in Alfreton because of your support for the Leave campaign. You've got the result that you wanted.
We have, but it was a very close result. You're absolutely right. We've had actually four high-profile visitors, two on the Leave side, two on the Remain side, two were Conservative, and two were Labour. So it's been very interesting, but I think it's been democracy in action for us. It's been very nice for our staff to be part of that and to be able to make up their own minds from what they've heard.
And what have your staff been saying to you? Were they pretty split like the nation has been?
I don't think they were split equally. I think we're probably more 90% or 95% on the Leave side.
Which really surprises me.
Which might surprise you.
Because your massive amounts of trade are going into Europe. You sell lingerie to the Parisian women.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I started this out about 3 months ago when the referendum was first announced, and I did a survey of my staff in the Eurozone. We asked our staff in the French office and in the German office whether they thought that this Brexit referendum or the possibility of Britain leaving the EU would make any difference to our sales in Europe or in their countries, and they came back unanimously, every last person in both offices, it would make no difference. And I thought about it carefully and I realised that customers, of course, will still wear clothes, they will still eat food, and they don't mind that much where their clothes are made. They buy clothes made in the Far East, they buy clothes made in France and Germany, and of course in Britain. They like the fact that Britain is a traditional nation, it's close to them, but they don't mind that Britain is or isn't a part of the EU. And so it would make no difference to our sales in Europe. And it's interesting because today, although there was a slight pause early on with the orders coming in this morning, it's reverted absolutely to normal later on.
You are an exporter. That's a large part of your business. So the drop in the pound this morning can't have made you a happy man.
Well, remember, a weak pound actually helps us. It makes British products more competitive overseas. So the weak pound, ironically, helps us to create more jobs and to manufacture more things in Britain, because British-made product becomes cheaper for overseas customers to buy. So it's a two-edged thing. Of course, a weak pound makes it slightly more expensive for us to go on holiday.
Or, indeed, buy your raw materials?
Or buy our raw materials. But we buy our raw materials in euros, and of course we sell our garments in euros, and one cancels out the other. So we've managed to create a natural currency hedge there. If the pound gets stronger or the pound gets weaker, it makes no difference to us. We've balanced it so it's perfectly negated. Now that's a really good strength for a company, for an exporter to have. And it's very important that we make ourselves as government proof as we can be, as currency proof, as Europe proof, because we're interested in the very long term. We've got to protect the jobs of our people for another 55 years.
Do you really believe the decision the country's made will help galvanise that future then?
Well, I really hope it will. I'm sure this isn't the last card in the pack here. I think this will be a catalyst for a reshaping of politics, both in Britain and in the EU. And my hope is that the EU will reform itself, perhaps with all the member states, including Britain, one day, as a common market where we all trade between each other, and a cooperation on matters of security and other things which are so important to us. And that was the original vision in 1973. Britain, of course, is a great place to do business.
Cloud cuckoo land, aren't you, if you think we can go back in and forget all this nastiness?
No,
15,
we won't go back
years
in.
Down the line.
The Eurozone, the EU project will change fundamentally.
Into an evolved Europe.
It will either evolve or it will collapse and then be reformed. But either way, if Britain can compete and can sell to the world market, remember 80% of the world market is not in the EU, only 20% is in the EU. We're a great trading nation. We speak the language, the business language. English is the business language of the world. We're the fifth largest trading nation, and we have a great entrepreneurial spirit in Britain. I think we have a great future.
Thank you so much for being with us this evening. That is Christopher Nieper, the Managing Director at David Nieper in Alfreton, and of course, as we've been hearing, doing a lot of their trade into mainland and continental Europe. You with Alina. Now, I caught up with a young lady earlier on who is a journalism student. She's 19 years old. She's from Derby and she's a first-time voter. And I